Okay, so let's get into Beyond the Scoreboard with Ben Karpinski. Of course, this is brought to you by Superbets this morning. And who knows, if you listen carefully to what Ben's about to tell you, you might have something worth putting some money on over the weekend, have some skin in the game, and suddenly sport becomes even more exciting so that you, when your idiot spouse or, you know, some child or someone who thinks they know more than you about a certain sport starts raving about something, you can say, oh, well, I put $100 on that. Why don't you put some money where your big mouth is? You can shut them up usually. Where do we start?
Well, we're going to start with last weekend and how terrible the Bulls and the Stormers were.
Oh.
So there's four rounds left in the URC. It's so frustrating because I was so confident, like, these guys are going to do this. This is the multiplier to go for. But the Bulls were, they just never got going. They just didn't. And then they got a red card for one of those sort of like contentious head clash things. And so Munster's credit, they were good. Okay. So Munster are a good side. They were always going to come back in the second half of this thing, the Irish guys. So with four rounds left, the Bulls could have got to the top two. They lost. The Stormers could have cemented themselves in the top four. They lost to a Welsh team, the Ospreys.
What's going on here?
I don't know, Gareth. I don't know. Maybe everyone was so fixated on watching Chasing the Sun and the story of SA Rugby, we forgot to actually be players. But the Lions, on the other hand, wow, they absolutely trousered Leinster. So look, this isn't a review show. It's more about bringing context to this weekend because all three teams are going to be in action again this weekend. Just as a recap, right now, Leinster are on top of the log with 54 points. So They're the big Irish team. They're still alive in the Champions Cup, which is obviously like the Champions League equivalent of rugby. Then we've got Glasgow, who are hanging on there at 53 points. Then Munster, 48, Bulls, 46. So your top four looks pretty set. Because below this, we've got Benetton, we've got Stormers, Ospreys, and Edinburgh. Lions are actually still in this thing too, with a mathematical chance. They're currently on tied 8th, 39 points.
All right.
So that's to give you context of the log right now. So Ulster will take on Benetton tonight. Scarlets versus the Sharks. So the Sharks aren't in the mix here. But basically, they're sending youngsters out there who did bloody well last week, and they're going to keep playing. I mean, the Sharks are waiting for their sort of semi-final, which is coming up in that Challenge Cup thing, whatever it is. And then Saturday, we've got Zebra versus the Glasgow Warriors at 2. The Bulls will be taking on the Ospreys at 3. So this is a huge game for them because they have to get points here. They have to get bonus points here because obviously the higher up you finish, the better your chance of a home semi. That's what everybody wants. Cardiff will take on Edinburgh after that at 4. Lions will have a game against Munster at 5. Now, obviously, that's very late in the day for anything in Hillbrow. So there's that dynamic. Plus, Munster have been here now for like a little while, okay? So what, 10 days? They've got a nice big touring group of fans who spent the week in the Kruger Park, and now they come back to Ellis Park. So, I mean, they're going from danger to violence. It really is quite the trip you can get out here. Think about it. You've seen nature at its finest, and now you're going into Ponty. Wow. I mean, South Africa just gives, huh? It just gives.
We are a very giving nation.
Yeah. Speaking of Leinster, Stormers are taking them on at 7 o'clock on Saturday. So, I mean, have the Stormers sort of peaked? You know, it's hard to say what's really going on with that team because they show such an amazing trajectory with, like, John Dobson's youngsters who had for years and years. They then won the URC on the first attempt, and now they're sort of plateaued a little bit. People are questioning Marnie Libbock's form, which is maybe a bone of contention in that. Whatever it may be, the Stormers are still a good side. So that's going to be a great game. How strong Leinster team is going to be, I'm not entirely sure. So we've got more of a mixed bag this weekend result-wise. But Dragons versus the Connaught at 9. So you know what? The last 2 weeks, I've been so confident to say, back these guys, this is your multiplier. I reckon the bet this weekend is to back the Bulls by, I say, winning by 20 and up.
Really?
It's going to be a backlash.
You think they've got to come back and prove
something?
They've
got to come back. These Osprey guys, it's still going to be a warmish day tomorrow. They were so at a huge result last week against the Stormers. I reckon the big bet this weekend is Bulls by plenty. Well, not like plenty. I mean, I'm not being insulting to the Ospreys. They are the best team in Wales.
But that's like saying you're the smartest kid at the mongoloid school.
The less creepiest uncle, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much what it comes down to. Good. So that's directly for the weekend. Football. Well, okay, let's just start with the CAF Champions League because Sundowns are in the mix here. They lost to Esperance Tunis last week, 1-0. This Champions League, anything when you play on the continent in Africa is always weird because you never know what you're going to get away from home. You could get really dodgy fans, horrible facilities, a
malaria.
Bus doesn't turn up, malaria.
AIDS.
Lots. So much on the table here. But Sundowns are back. They're back at Loftus. They know what's happening there. So 8 o'clock tonight, what a game that's going to be. So They've never lost both games in the tournament when it comes to knockout stage like this. So that's a good omen for them. And they, of course, have got to the finals twice. So if they do this, they could be three times. Tunis, on the other end, well, they're quite stubborn towards goals. They haven't conceded a goal in this competition for the last seven games.
Huh.
That's quite something. So they're going to be technically sound on the defense, but I would definitely back Sundowns to find a way here. They are a good team. They've got a good squad. They've got the best team in South Africa and probably in Africa. Yeah, again, I want to say go for it. But again, it's up to you. Because last time, every time I...
No, not every time. You've been pretty good.
No, it's
so
just
far.
That when I try to extend myself
Nobody should trust anybody all the time. But Ben pretty much gets
it
right.
But whenever I try to extend myself in football, I show myself up. So I'm just going to leave that on the table for you there to say that Sundowns have never lost twice in the knockouts like this.
Right.
They're going to bounce back, but Tunis is tough as nails at the back. I think that's the big take out there.
Okay.
The Premier League has got so interesting all of a sudden.
I mean, really?
We all knew it was going to be like this 2-3 horse race kind of thing. But with the top three, as we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, all crashing out of Europe, the major focus is that now. I mean, obviously, Man City have the FA Cup where they'll take up Man United. That's coming up in May. But this week, they had a whole bunch of games to sort of catch up from the sort of low time of playing other tournaments. Arsenal beat Chelsea 5-0. Liverpool then lost to Everton 2-0. And last night, Man City beat Brighton 4-0. So it's gone back to kind of being a two-horse race now. Man City have a game in hand over Arsenal. But Arsenal just have this ability to score so many goals. Their goal difference is like 15 better than anybody else. So for the weekend, we've got West Ham versus Liverpool. If Liverpool don't get 3 points here, they're completely out. That'll be at 1:30 on Saturday. Aston Villa, who beat Arsenal recently and have been a bloody good side this year, they'll take on Chelsea 9 o'clock on Saturday. And then Sunday's massive game. It is Spurs versus Arsenal. Amongst all of this drama, we have a London derby to look forward to, which is really amazing. Arsenal away, and it's at 3 o'clock. In the crickets,
I just want to make you laugh. The closest I get to any kind of watching any sort of soccer is when I was sitting at the hairdresser. I went for a haircut on Wednesday morning, and it was on in the background. And they had an interview with Arsene Wenger.
All right.
I've never seen an interview with him before. I didn't think he gave interviews.
He's like an octogenarian Mr. Bean.
Yeah. I mean, clearly, he's still going strong.
Well, yeah.
Amazing guy.
Well, he's
like an institution.
He's older than Ginger Spice, I can tell you that much.
They didn't have sound because it was just on while I was having my hair cut, but it was there and I was like, I think that's Arsene Wenger, and it was. I got it right. I couldn't identify Christian Horner in the lineup, but there we go.
Well done, Gareth.
I'm very proud of myself. It was a Chelsea and Arsenal game.
So that was the one that they won 5-0.
There we are. See? So, I can pay attention some of the time. I don't know what the score was, but there we go.
So cricket, let's give the IPL a skip this week because I'm literally just going to be using words with no feeling.
Oh.
I mean, it's the IPL. I mean, what
hi, Simpiwe.
Hello.
Hi, Simpiwe.
Simpiwe woke up late on the East Rand.
It happens. Maybe she was watching too much IPL yesterday. No, she wasn't, because it's quite boring, actually. I don't want to go off on a tangent here because I'm just trying to give you like the highlights. But the IPL,
how boring?
I feel it's got quite boring. There's just too much color, and cricket is about the big matchups. And the whole thing about the IPL is you're going to have the best teams and the best players in the world taking on each other all the time. But it's like if you have your best meal every single day of your life, it's no longer your best meal, right? So when you got all these guys who are like star-studded players playing against each other every day almost, it's like,
it's too much of a good thing. It's like when we had there was so much rugby on it at a certain stage in South Africa that nobody went to any of the matches because it was just like, we'll go next week.
When Super Rugby got 73 teams in it, no one cared.
Right.
Yeah. Super 12 after that, it died. Anyway, so let's give IPL a skip this week. I'm sure there's lots of games in the go, but it's still early in the tournament too, so let's not get too excited about that. There's an interesting thing happening with golf this weekend. Obviously, Scottie Scheffler won last week, and the stats around this guy and how amazing he is are making golf interesting, like super interesting again. He's not playing this week. He's actually given everyone else a chance, and it is the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Now, this is a cool tournament because it's played in pairs. So what you'll find is that guys who will play with their mates rather than say like, okay, you're really great, I'm really great, let's try win this. So there's a lot more banter and it's a lot more interesting to watch. And you'll get like absolute nobodies also doing pretty well. I mean, look at this leaderboard currently on 11 under. Brem and Hubbard, no idea. Coles and Keziah, slightly more known. Ryan Lipsky. Now, McIlroy and Lowry, they are actually up there, so they're the big name to watch for this weekend. Interesting enough, if you get any sort of microphones around them, the two of them become far more Irish amongst each other. So it'll be absolutely inaudible what they're saying.
Oh, God.
But interesting, though, because McIlroy is up and down, and everyone's like, yeah, bro, you got so much talent, and you just never know how to use it. So maybe a weekend with Shane Lowry will be a really good thing for him, and he can come back and be really strong for the majors. Golf takes a bit of a dip now for a few weeks, and then we get the PGA Championships. But the last thing I want to chat about this weekend is the MotoGP. It's one of the best of them of the year. It's the Spanish MotoGP. Mm-hmm. So Jorge Martin, if you want to get really into the Spanish. He is the man to beat. Brad Binder had a great race there last year. So, you know, he's obviously someone to look out for. But MotoGP is kind of cool. There's obviously no Formula One this week. It'll come back in Miami. But MotoGP, if you ever get tired of Formula One, just like I got tired of cricket and IPL, watch the MotoGP. Quick overtakes, lots of cut and thrust action. And it's basically guys on bikes. So Simpiwe will be like home.
You'll like that, Simpiwe, okay. Huh? Yeah,
like, are they good looking?
Back at home. Well, they're wearing helmets, so you can make up your own mind, really. I mean, use your own imagination.
You can just imagine.
You can just say, wow, all seven guys in the front here are all amazing looking.
Wearing a visor. You can't see under that.
And then as soon as they're finished, turn it off, because that's what take the helmets off, and then the whole dream is
fantasy shattered. Okay.
So that's pretty much it for the sport. It's not the best sporting weekend, but back the Bulls to do something really special, I think. And you know what? Back Sundowns for tonight.
Well, Traveling Ninja Turtle says, I love Simpiwe pretending she's listening and actually interested in the sport.
Me too.
She sometimes is, especially if she has some money riding on something.
Yeah. I've been following Chelsea and Arsenal.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, there we go.
And you didn't back Chelsea?
No, I didn't back Liverpool.
You just picked up the last thing you heard, basically. That piece of information.
All right. Well, Superbet supports responsible gambling, not irresponsible betting like Simpiwe does. Strictly no under 18s, winners know when to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation toll-free counseling hotline is 0800 006 008. Now you know.